Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Noah Sisson. He is co-founder of Open Macoupin County Now. Welcome to the show, Noah.
Thank you, sir.
Noah, we are going to discuss today your group, Open Macoupin County Now, and it's, I guess we could say, a relatively new group that sort of formed in the pandemic of COVID-19 and things like that. And if you would, sort of just to get us started, what is Open Macoupin County Now and sort of its beginnings?
So Open Macoupin County Now was a group formed by me and my father, Dick Sisson, just right at about 8 days ago. We came up with this group because we were wanting to see business owners, citizens themselves, have more rights in Macoupin County. This was all in the midst of Madison County and Effingham County and Fayette County voting to open up with their county boards. And at that time, we hadn't heard from any of our local county board members about opening up. So we formed the group as a way that we could start communicating with citizens around the county, and it actually ended up becoming much bigger than that. I think we have a lot of members outside of Macoupin County, even with our 2,200 that are on board. And we wanted it to be a way to share the information that we knew and get the info out there about, you know, what our options were. And then we really wanted to push people to hold our politicians, our local county board members, state representatives, state senators, county, health department, city councils, anybody who had some sort of power in this, we wanted to make sure we were holding them accountable and getting the answers. So very shortly into this, we figured out that the Macoupin County Board hadn't really even discussed the issue at hand. We felt this was very important to share. And once we started sharing this within the group kind of blew up. And it seems like every day we're getting more and more members and more interactions. Although starting with just communicating with the county board, we've expanded out way beyond that. I think we've been sending all sorts of emails and calls to state representatives and state legislators all over the state of Illinois.
For clarity, this is basically to center around the restrictions that have been placed on communities and things like that due to COVID and quote, the governor's Restore Illinois plan and so forth.
Yes, absolutely. So we weren't asking for everybody to just open the floodgates tomorrow on businesses, but we wanted the safe and responsible reopening of Macoupin County. After speaking to some public health officials and some county board members, we were told that a lot of their concern was them losing their licenses, which we've seen that concern also, but what we felt is that should be the business owner's choice to how they act in regards to their licenses, but we wanted to see individuals of Macoupin County also have the right to go to those businesses and create commerce. We were really focused around the fact that we were just tired of seeing the small businesses not have a choice while lots of big corporations were able to open, and very concerned for the economic impact in the future and how it will affect us down the road.
Just recently, just a few days ago, the governor did make an announcement that he was, moving the state towards the phase three of his Restore Illinois plan, which did lax up a bit on businesses, restaurants, and things like that. And how do you see that move since you got organized?
You know, I definitely think it's a step in the right direction for us. I'm somewhat unsure of the motive of the governor. That's political views, though. But with that, I definitely think we're going to be able to start seeing a little bit more commerce. I know our salons and places like that are able to open up. One of the big hypes was bars and restaurants could have seating outdoors. One of the problems with that, though, is I look at a friend of mine's business down in Carlinville, Uptown Tavern, and they don't really have any outdoor seating. So that really didn't help them at all. My other concern was, in the governor's press conference, he discussed, instead of using this as executive order, possibly moving this all the way to the legislature and trying to pass a bill where it would be law. That personally scares me for our small businesses, because I think it would take even more power away from them, possibly put more restrictions on them.
Well, Noah, like you say, we've seen a little movement. Some of it is good, and we don't really know what's coming in the future, and we'll pose our next question. What would the Open Macoupin County Now do with this announcement from the governor that some things are relaxing a little bit? What do you hope to accomplish to get more relaxation?
You know, I think that one of the main things we're going to have to see is on two different levels. I think we're going to have to see it at our county level with our county board, which is, as I said, originally where we set our sights, hoping to get them to reopen. And that is still one of our main focuses, for them to vote to not hold our businesses accountable if they reopen. But the other thing I think we're going to have to focus on right now, being the legislator, being in session Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, is continued focus on legislative members in the future. State Representative Avery Bourne, C.V. Davidsmeyer, Senator Andy Menard, to continue to show them what the constituents of Macoupin County want. Hopefully, as we've seen with the governor, he changed his tune very quickly. He went from felt it was unsafe to reopen to overnight, he said we could start to reopen. I think we're looking for a continued hope that here in the coming weeks we'll see businesses have the right to go to a higher capacity level, still doing it in a safe manner, having that right to have people come into their places of business and spend money there.
Now, as you said, you have a lot of followers through Facebook and things like that. And if someone would want more information on what Open Macoupin County Now is doing or what, maybe you'd like to give that Facebook location.
Yeah, if you go to Facebook, you just type in Open Macoupin County Now. It's got a big header in the background that says, We're going to be closed for a while. It's got 2,200 members, lots of active posts. One thing I'll say that we do not tolerate as much hateful messages. We try to keep it as clean as we can, and we want to keep people positive. That's a challenge in itself, but we're doing everything we can to make sure our message is seen in a positive manner.
Noah Sisson, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County this weekend.
I appreciate it. Thank you very much, sir.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.